And the RTE Radio 1 Folk Awards were held in Vicar Street in Dublin last night. Among the winners, Susan O'Neill, Muireann Gowley, Cormac Begley and Cathal O'Carroyne, while Mary Black received a Lifetime Achievement Award and the late Paddy Maloney was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Here's our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley's report.
Gathering of chieftains, the late Paddy Maloney was remembered at last night's Folk Awards in the most suitable way possible, through music. These awards are now in their fifth year and honour both established and newer artists.
Best Folk Album, Nine Waves, Ye Vagabonds.
It has been a fantastic couple of years for you. Is everything back up and running now and everything is gigging happening? Is it all pretty much back the way it used to be?
It's definitely back happening. I mean, I think we've done about 85 or 90 gigs this year. It's been extremely busy, which is great, you know. We kind of, I suppose, with an album like this, especially during lockdown, we wrote it on our own in isolation from each other and then kind of had to just imagine what it would be like to be out playing it, hope that we could do it, but so it's brilliant.
Certainly
to be out.
You don't have to imagine anymore.
And is a night like tonight also, do you get to meet anyone afterwards, or is it all kind of work, or is it good to catch up with a few people?
It's never work. No, there's loads of friends around this, you know. A night like tonight is kind of, we love it just to get to see everybody. It's actually rare that we all get to see each other these days when, you know, we're busy or whatever. But yeah, no, there's always a bit of crack.
Yeah, it's
singing.
Become a fun pre-Christmas annual event now, yeah.
And the winner, Best Folk Singer of the Year. Let's have a look at this then. Maureen McCamlin.
Congratulations, you're here with your award. Like, what does the award mean to you, first of all?
Well, I suppose actually the most important thing for me tonight was to be here. The people that are in all the categories that are nominated are friends of mine, contemporaries of mine, who I hugely respect and admire. So the award was kind of the cherry on top.
And a lot of women nominated and winning tonight as well, which mightn't have been the case so many years ago, but
that's
really, really strong, yeah. Tonight.
It's really great to see, and you're dead right, there weren't so many of us out there doing it, I suppose professionally, for want of a better word, long ago. And really, I remember back in the day when I was young and starting off, Mairéad Ní Mhaoine would have been a huge influence for me. And Etna Neolacon and Dolores Cain, but you know, you could really have counted them on one hand, and the wonderful Mary Black, who we have tonight, of course, our Lifetime Achievement Award winner. But like, that was it, you know, there were few. They were amazing, but they were few. So yeah, it's very, very even Stevens today, which is great.
And it was Mary Black who had the crowd on their feet as the evening drew to a close.
Cross my heart on to die, shall I pause enough from your
Congratulations to all those winners at the Radio 1 Folk Awards last night. Highlights of the show can be seen on RTE 1 television on Saturday night. Sinead Crowley reporting.